All right, so welcome to life. Things don't always go as planned. Great beginning to our topic this morning, being conversant with divine pulsations from Source. I'm sure they're back of what's transpiring here, as they are relative to everything. And that's the beauty of what we know. We know this voice within that becoming louder and louder in my experience, and I suspect in the experience of each one on the phone here. When I was speaking with Gary Stiles on Friday, he was relating to me his experience as a 9-year-old boy going to church in the Christian faith. And Gary's a very perceptive man, and as a little boy, he was the same. And he went to Sunday school, he went to service, went to Sunday service, and after a sermon when he was 9 years old, he said to his mother, "That's it. I'm never going back." And it struck me, that story that is probably the story that many of us can tell. I certainly can. The Christian Jesus that we heard about was certainly not the Jesus presence that I met walking in the woods that surrounded my neighborhood. That presence resonated with something that I already knew deep inside myself, but had never met. And I'm sure many of us on the phone can share an experience where we met that voice for the first time in our life. And it's only grown in all of us and in expression. What a wonderful thing. Particularly in the world that we're living in right now, that we're at this point where we know who we are, and we know from whence comes our authority, our confidence, and our happiness. Jesus, when he was young, said to his parents, "Wished ye not that I be about my Father's business." It was time to move on and really listen to what was transpiring in his internal world. True for all of us, I'm sure. I find myself very happy these days. Because I'm experiencing a freedom. Certainly there are other voices that course through our minds and our hearts that have had our attention and have created various aspects of ourselves that we've all had to face. And upon doing so, what a freedom. What a freedom emerges on the backside of that, so to speak, when those voices are let go of, those mindsets. I'm amazed that at what I'm hearing and what I'm living. And what this simple body that I have can do. I recently had to spread some lime on 3 acres of cleared woodlands to help de-acidify the soil. I chose the time to do it because rain was in the forecast. So there's a celestial pulsation right there. And it was 25 40 pound bags of lime to spread. Harry helped a little bit. But I found myself in quite a place internally. If I listened to the stories that were playing in my mind, it would have been an arduous task. A lot of walking, carrying a broadcasting bag around my shoulder to do this. And I found myself in the here and now. And all of that noise went away. And one step at a time, I found myself, and I experienced this morning on a walk prior to this time, walking, of no longer walking on the earth, but walking in the earth. It's a very, very different experience. And certainly it makes sense because we are one with the earth. And just like in our physical body, there are streams of energy flowing. The Chinese know this through meridians. Equally true on the planet. Walking in the earth is a very different experience because there's energy there. That energy is available. It is mine, if that's a way of putting it. It is. That sounds a little arrogant, but you know what I mean. It's available. And when that is certainly accepted, not created so much as accepting, and accepting what is, that this is the task at hand, relinquish the stories, relinquish the mind chatter, and be here now. And all that is needed is available. Like I said, I would question the strength of my body to do such a thing. Low back, funky knee, and yet, in the flow of these pulsations, in the flow of destiny, all that is needed is present. All that's required is acceptance, stillness, and this job went miraculously. It was so wonderful, freeing, and beautiful. I felt energized. The rains came soaking wet, and this is part of the happiness I'm speaking of. What a joy. At the end of the day, totally exhausted, totally spent. What a wonderful feeling. Rhythms and pulsations. I love the experience of simply accepting what is without coloration of any overlay that it should be different. Hallelujah for what is happening on our planet. It should be. Coming from a place of joy and happiness, we accept what is, and it allows me to be free in the moment, so that my radiance, Andrew's radiance, has a free flow. Then everything reshapes around that, doesn't it? It calls to remembrance that same divine pulsation that's moving everywhere, and it is shifting and changing everything. We're witness to that. It's changing our stories. I had the occasion yesterday to share an attunement with a woman that I'd never met before. She called me and she said, "I have your book on my table beside my bed. I don't know how I got it." And I got it like 10 years ago. And I noticed it's underlined. And I really want to connect with you. I'm having surgery in 2 weeks to have half my thyroid removed. Can I come see you? Boy, if we think our mind has things under control, we can rethink that one. I mean, how could you orchestrate such a thing? Anyway, she shows up, and we had a wonderful attunement. And she's in decision mode relative to whether she should have the surgery or not. So we're speaking after the attunement, and she conveys that she has been feeling shame and a sense of failure relative to not being able to heal this herself. Wonderful. Bingo. The current of attunement brought that attitude to the fore. If you can feel that. It brought that attitude, that mindset to the fore. Thus, space created for whatever the right thing is to occur. I assured her, you will know if it's needed or not. But isn't that what attunement does? Is it calls to remembrance who we are. It makes space for that to incarnate. So much direction and knowledge in these pulsations. And to be witness to that with another individual like that, that fulfills the great principle of where two of you are gathered, there am I in the midst. What a privilege that is. The places that we share agreement with people are not ever to be underestimated. That's part of the happiness I feel, is these currents of reconnecting with people that we've never known, but we do know them in the moment when we meet them. To meet once again on Earth and to take full advantage of letting our radiance flow forth. It's wonderful to be free. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. This world right now, on the surface, is very heavy. There's a heavy feeling about it. But it's not who I am. It's not what I bring. Be unfettered as much as possible in my facilities is a wonderful privilege. Currently, I have a attunement class going on with four women in it, and we meet every 2 weeks for a three-hour time. We're doing this for five sessions. And this is how it has showed up in my world recently, the teaching of attunement. It fits with Andrew's rhythm, or the pulsation that I'm responsible for. I think this is another thing I feel in these pulsations, that, for lack of a better way of putting it, we're each coming into our gift, our own unique offering of the face of God. Thank God that a liver cell is not trying to be a heart cell. I think we've all individuated in ourselves, where we're showing up authentically. This is what I bring. It's not what someone else is meant to bring. And if I don't bring it, it's not here. That's pretty incredible. So the freedom is certainly just being oneself, whatever that looks like. Certainly a consolidation, I think, is going on, at least in myself, where things that no longer serve me or are a part of me are falling away. So there's the delightful authenticity to be oneself, whatever that is. And the people and the careers and the things show up in accordance with that. I found myself saying in this class, we're not here to make a living. So many mindsets, the cart way before the horse. We're here to be real, to be authentic. And none too soon. We're all dressed up and ready to go. And do I face discomfort and horrendous things, mainly internally? Yes, certainly. Welcome. They're not just personal. Either they're flowing in this big unconscious soup that we're a part of. So I'm delighted to be here now and to share my friendship with you and to really understand what that means. And fully give thanks for that and enjoy that.